This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 280. Like a fine wine, this episode has been aged for your enjoyment. This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister, and as you can tell if you listen to this podcast, I am by myself doing this intro, which can only mean one thing. That's right, it's a clip show. Not only is it a clip show, it's a clip show from our cutting room floor. That's right, we've gathered up some fun stuff. Because a lot of times, we run our mouths. A lot. And we can't get everything neatly packed into an hour and a little bit of change. Sometimes we have to cut those things off. But it's comic gold. We know you'll enjoy it. We know you want to hear it. So we gather those things together and make, Pandalicious is going to be so happy, a very special episode of our podcast. And that's what we have for you this week. So to kick things off, we actually have a piece that was recently cut off of a podcast episode. And by recently, I mean literally just last week. We were going on and on and on, and by we, I mean Pandalicious, about one topic, which only left poor little old ninja, me, with less than 5 minutes to talk about this anime series. So it got cut. It got the kachapa kachapa. But I didn't take it personally. No, no, no. So here now is my section on Camphor.
Is there time left for you to do what you were going to talk about?
I'm going to have to make it really fucking quick.
Well, then I suggest you go.
Okay, so...
Go now!
No, now I'm all nervous and shit.
Don't be.
I'm not nervous.
You shouldn't be. We've been doing this for far too long.
I know, really. At this point, if I was nervous about doing this show...
There's a problem.
There's a problem, and I should probably be put on prescription drugs. So, I've spent a lot of time last week actually being sick, which... Typically, what I do when I'm sick, I do one of two things.
You watch Rio.
No. Although I do... all right, so...
You do three things.
I do one of three things. Okay, I either watch really, really bad, like, slapsticky and or just bad movies because they're fun. Okay? So I'll watch, like, Kung Pao and Dude, Where's My Car? Because I feel bad and stupid laughs
make me. Sweet! What does mine say?
Dude! Exactly. You know, stupid laughs when you're not feeling well can make you feel better. So I will watch, like, a slew of, like, bad movies. Or I'll watch a slew of really cutesy movies. So that's, you know, stuff like Rio. Or, you know, stuff from that bring up nostalgia. So, like, Labyrinth and Princess Bride and Neverending Story, the first one. And Dark Crystal or Fraggle Rock, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That makes me feel like a kid again and makes me feel warm and, you know, cuddly. Or a marathon anime that I haven't watched before. I'll just pick one. I'll just marathon it.
I marathon on good and bad days.
Okay. And I like doing the anime marathons because, one, you know, having the conversation going on, you know, because typically... I'm, you know, by myself because I'm not wanting to infect anybody else with my disease.
That's right. Esh Mom infected the house.
I know. So she pretty much took down...
You well, could have totally come upstairs.
Let's be fair. Who infected Esh Mom?
I infected Esh Mom.
Okay, so you were ground zero.
I was patient zero.
For pestilence within the land of Esh.
Damn.
You were the carrier of the plague.
I was the first zombie.
Okay. And it just ran rampant through our household.
Yeah, but even affected our tenant.
Yeah, it hit Esh Tom.
Yep.
Even Esh Dog was like, bed.
I know!
Which is funny, because she's hyper. I decided to marathon some anime. And I like doing the anime marathons because if I fall asleep during an episode, it's really easy to restart it when I come back around.
As opposed to falling asleep in a movie and coming to the end and being like, crap,
I don't remember where I left off and I'm not going to go back
now. I remember the last image I saw before I fell asleep.
Exactly, whereas if you're marathoning anime, when the episode stops, you're still sitting there on that episode, so if you're like, I don't remember what I saw, you just go, bloop, and put it back at the beginning and you watch it again. You know, so I picked up, as I mentioned before, a subscription to Anime Network. Because as much as I love Crunchyroll, you know, there's only so much new stuff that they bring out so often. And there's a lot of anime that I'm just not watching. And frankly, I don't want to buy it all. I cannot afford to do box sets of things to try, you know?
Exactly, no. If you're buying a box set, a collector's edition of, you should be buying stuff that you've watched and you enjoy and you know you're going to watch several times over.
Exactly, and you want the extra goodies and the art books and that kind of stuff. But to get into something to just try, you know, $60, $80 is a hell of an investment to find out, holy crap, you don't like it. So I've really been searching out streaming options for anime, you know, especially since, you know, fewer and fewer things are actually going to get distributed over here.
Yeah.
That streaming is really only going to be my option. So I was like, you know what, suck it up. It's only like $60 total for an entire year of access, so it's not a monthly thing.
Right.
You can do a monthly thing, but it costs more. So you get basically a bigger discount if you just do the whole year thing. So I was like, you know what, screw it, I'm going to get the year. Because Anime Network, they have a very good mix of distributors. So you have Kadokawa, you have ADV, you have Funimation stuff, you have Gonzo stuff. It's not just one house's collection of...
ADV, Monopoly.
Exactly.
Like, hey, haven't I heard these voice actors before? Yeah, they're in everything else ADV does.
So... I was like, you know what? They have enough series that I haven't seen that'll be worth it, that they have the, you know, the entire, you know, thing available. And, you know, because they work out deals all the time, they update their libraries constantly. So I'm like, you know what? This will be a good match to cover the Crunchyroll stuff, because once I've seen my new episodes of the recently aired things on Crunchyroll, I can pick a new series that I haven't seen, you know, a new to me
right
series in Anime Network, and, you know, marathon it when I'm not feeling
well. So what did you pick?
So I told myself that I wasn't going to read any descriptions of any series.
Wow.
I was literally, what I was going to do, because the way that it presents the series on the iPad is it shows you a tile of the graphic of the show. So typically, you know, a piece of the front cover of the DVD. And so I told myself I was only going to pick series based off of their tile. Because I find that to be more interesting because, as you well know, sometimes the graphic that they show up front has absolutely nothing to do with what the content of the show is.
Rin.
Thank you. So what you think is going to be like...
School days.
You know, what you think is going to be like Read or Die actually turns out to be more like Bible Black. And you're like, what?
One of my favorite hentais, not going to lie.
So anyway, Bible Black is so fucked up.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway... So I picked a series called Kampfer.
Kampfer.
Kampfer. It's a German. All right. So let's take a step back.
Wait, you get mad when I bring up freaking French shit, but you're going into German territory and that's okay?
Hey, Elfin Lied, what's up? So here's the deal. Because let's face it, Germans make more fucked up shit than the French.
Well,
can we agree?
We know.
Can we agree?
Yes, but we
know
why.
Let's move on to my part. Okay. So... Kampfer was a manga.
Okay.
And became a light novel.
Right.
And an anime series. So the basis of Kampfer and, you know, the graphic that's on the Anime Network website is a picture of four girls. So it looks like a fighting girls, you know.
Martial arts!
It more like an Ikitosin kind of feel.
Oh, so, God, they're going to pee themselves of excitement.
No, but here's what happened. But that's kind of the feel of the graphic on the front, right?
Got it.
Everyone's in, you know, school outfit uniform, but you can tell that they're all in their action poses. And I'm like, hey, I haven't watched an action thing in a while since Majiokiyo, so let me check it out.
You like fighting girls.
I like, typically when it's a fighting girl thing, because they'll always throw some kind of romantic twist in there. So you get action,
you get a little bit of romance, and typically because they've got the action and the romance thing, you get a little bit of comedy.
Right, yeah.
Because you'll have a comic relief character.
You need to make it laugh.
So you get, you know, the lightness, but with the action thing. And I enjoy action movies, I enjoy action anime series. So I tend to gravitate more towards the action girl stuff because I know I'm going to get romance and comedy in there. Whereas if it's, you know, all
battle... It's a rom-com kick your ass.
Exactly. Because if you have, you know, all battle dudes, it's typically all very serious. It's, you know, they're fighting because...
I'm fighting for the one I love.
Exactly. And
it's
she
like, really?
Died.
I haven't heard any love in
But it's
voice.
Always series. You know, I'm fighting for the woman that I love that blah, blah, blah killed. And so it's revenge. Not that that's... Not that that's a bad thing.
Rurouni Kenshin Reflections.
Okay, but it's not...
Sorry. Reflections.
But it's not that. Something that I want to watch when I don't feel well.
Right.
You know? So, I picked Comfer because it had a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 up of girls. And they all looked a little bit different. You know, you had your definite,
You had your foreigner? Did you have your blonde?
Yes and no. You had your obvious, you know, ideal...
The one everyone wants to root for.
Yeah, you had that. You had your
dark horse.
Who, you know, has the dark hair. You had your lighter hair. She wasn't really a foreigner because her name was Kaede, but she had, you know, lighter hair. It wasn't blonde. But she was definitely the character that, you know, everyone in the school idolized and wanted to be with and had, you know, fan clubs for and things like that. Then you had, you know, your shit kicker, redhead, you know, short, spiky, really looked athletic. And then you had a chick off in the corner who has white hair. And you don't exactly know where she fits in, but she definitely looks like, you know, action adventure type.
Right.
But the center chick has blue hair and matching blue eyes. And so I'm like, okay, well, let's jump in and see what's going on. So the first episode starts with the blue-haired girl running from another girl who's fighting her. And she basically jumps off of a roof at the end of it because she's chased to a corner where she can't get away. Then you have a quick cut to black, and you're like, damn, she died? Holy hell! Like, I'm not even a minute and a half into this thing.
Hey, sometimes it gotta shock you.
Then all of a sudden, at the end of the black, we're in a person's room, and it's a guy who has blue hair. And he was having this dream. And you're like, oh, he must have been dreaming that he was the girl or something like that. And he's like, wow, that's a crazy dream. And he goes to school and he meets up with a friend of his.
Two best friends filled with holiday cheer.
No, not so much. As he's leaving his house, weird thing happens. You know, there's this stuffed animal that's part of the entrails. Okay, wait. I want to make sure I say this right. The entrails animal series of collectibles dolls. So it's a plushie that basically has a hole in its stomach that's cut out, and like its intestine is sticking out.
And it's a plushie.
Yeah. And this one happens to be a tiger with an eye patch, and it was given to him by his friend Kaede.
The chick?
Yeah, the chick that he ends up meeting. And funny thing, you know, all of a sudden, he hears this voice, because he's talking out loud about the dream that he's having, and he's trying to figure out, you know, if it's another internal voice. It's not.
It's
the plushie. And it comes alive, and I was like, yeah, no, that was really, you know, messed up, but you survived, and, you know, it's a good thing, you know, because you're a comfer. And he's like, I must need more sleep than I thought. And so, you know, he starts leaving and the thing's like, no, you really, you are. And it, like, gets down, it crawls up on his thing. He's like, see your bracelet? You can't take it off. You're a comfer. So just so that you know, when you're getting ready, you know, to change, because comfers can only be girls. So that's why you change into a girl when you fight. It's going to blink and it's going to be your only warning, because then you're going to change into a girl. And he's like, yeah, okay, whatever. And so he leaves the house thinking that, you know, he's crazy, but he can't get this bracelet off. He runs into Kaede and it's like, hey, let's walk to work together. Now he is crazy in love with Kaede, and the character's name is Seno.
Okay.
And Natsuru. And everybody around him really kind of sees him as just, you know, a regular guy. He doesn't stand out at all, even though he has this shockingly sapphire blue hair. And he is just absolutely in love with Kaede Sakura.
Like, he's basic, like, and unmotivated. Yeah. Sounds like a harem to me.
But he's tall, and he is just, like, head over heels. Like, to the point where no other females exist in the form of a woman to him other than
Kaede.
Yeah. South Park. And so she's really sweet, and they walk to school together, and blah, blah, blee, blee, blah, blah, blee, blee. As they are making their way to school, his bracelet starts throbbing. And he's like, oh my god, I'm about to turn into a girl. Holy hell. So he makes an excuse to get away from Kaede. Sakura. Yeah.
Is that her last name?
It's Kaede Sakura, so...
Oh, Sakura's her last name.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he is running, and she's like, where are you going? And he gets to a corner and literally turns into
this... A girl.
Beautiful-looking girl. And all of a sudden, the shit-kicker redhead comes out of no place and like, oh, look, another Comfort, so now we've got to fight. Taking a step back, Comforts have three basic skills. You have Gunslinger as a skill, you have Magic User as a skill, and you have Swordsman as a skill. So each Comfort that is picked gets one of these abilities.
They don't get to decide, it's just
they one. Don't get to decide. It is put upon them. The redheaded Spitfire is a gunslinger. So she's like shooting bullets like all over the place and was actually the one that was chasing Sano in his dream, which he then realizes, holy hell, is not a dream because there he is. He's the chick again. But you have great magic healing powers. So unless you get killed, you will heal.
Heal. So you can get the shit kicked out of you multiple times without dying.
Correct. But if you get dead...
Then you're dead.
Okay. So they're going through all this battle stuff, and Sakura comes around the corner and sees the blue-haired girl. A bullet's coming from her and coming towards Sakura, and the blue-haired girl's like, no! And she throws her hands out, and fireballs come out. So realizing that she's a magic type. User. And so she's learning how to master, you know, those powers and stops the bullet from hitting Sakura. So then Sakura's like, oh my god, I'm in love! Because it turns out Sakura likes the ladies, not the dudes. Okay?
Yes.
So as they're fighting, the redhead makes some obnoxious thing because she's, you know, real overbearing and bravado. But damage has been done to a light post, and it's about to fall on her. And Sano, as the girl, jumps and knocks her out of the way so that she doesn't get hit by the pole. When Sano is on top of the red-headed girl, who you'll learn is named Shizuku.
Suzaku?
Shizuku. Shizaku.
How's it spelled?
Oh, you're gonna make me go.
No, you can do it after the show.
Alright, I'm just saying, hold on. La, 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 la,
la, la, la. Is it S-H-I?
Yeah.
Okay.
S-H-I-Z-U-K-U. Shizuku.
Okay. Okay, just checking.
And I got that wrong. The redhead is Akane. Shizuku comes later.
Okay.
But she sees that Sano's bracelet is blue. Her bracelet is blue. So they're actually on the same side. She's like, oh, I can't kill you anyway. But thanks for saving my life. Whatever. And she leaves.
Okay. Also, there are teams. There are teams of Comfort.
Correct. It's basically, you know, red versus blue.
And then the last two of the each color battle it off for the end.
Exactly. So as you progress through the series, you learn that there are these two planets, basically.
A blue planet and a red planet?
That are fighting in space. And they were doing so much damage to themselves and the surrounding areas that a mediator came in and said, you know what, we're going to resolve this. We're going to pick champions to fight on your behalf someplace else outside of this universe.
And when they're done, we'll tell you what the result is.
And whichever one wins, that's going to be the winner of this argument that you're having. And we agree that that's the end of it, right? And they're like, okay, fine. Because they are, you know, causing massive destruction, not only to their own people.
In space!
But to the galaxy as
a whole. To the galaxy!
Okay. So the moderators created the Comfort test, where they would pick at random people that they would give similar sets of abilities, but they would then duke it out and resolve this conflict.
So wait, are the Comforts from these planets?
They're not.
So they're regular humans.
Correct.
Wow.
That just from the endowment of the bracelet that they have, they're
have
given these
inherited
abilities. Correct.
Wow. That sucks.
Okay. So they have no idea why they're fighting. They don't know what the conflict is. They just know that they need to stay alive because red Comfort are going to try to kill them.
Or blue ones are going to try
and
to kill the red ones.
Blue ones are trying to kill the red ones. So Sano finally changes back into a girl, which in the beginning, he changes back into a dude, which in the beginning of the series, he can't control not only when he changes to a girl, but changing back to a dude.
Right.
And so he finally changes to a dude, and he's like, that's really weird, but he goes ahead and goes to school. And he's sitting in class, and a person from the library comes up and says that they have a message that they need to give him to pull him out of class. So he steps out into the hallway, and there's this really mousy chick with glasses on, and she's like, so I have a message for you. And he's like, oh, okay, sure. And, you know, he's being really sweet and really nice, and she starts blessing. She's like, I just have to thank you for, you know, this morning. And he's trying to think, you know, of something that he did this morning, like, you know, did he hold a door open for her or something or whatever. And she's like, no, it's me. It's Akane Mishima. You know, we fought earlier and you saved my life. And she's like looking down at her feet and twiddling her fingers. And he's like, wait, Akane, like redheaded, like gunslinger, like crazy ass bitch Akane? And she's like, yeah, we should go to the library so we could talk and I'll explain things. So she
knows that he's a dude who changes into a chick.
Correct. Because of the bracelet. Because she has the same one. And she knew his name and by his uniform knew that he went to her school.
Okay.
And so when you transform, you can actually transform not only just your abilities, but actually your personality and traits. So Akane herself is very quiet and reserved and not very confident. You know, the typical bookworm with glasses.
But when she transforms, she's this ballsy,
bravado. You want to fight? Kind of chick. So it's very interesting to have that dichotomy. And when Sano changes, like, his is complete because he loses his penis and grows boobs and a vagina.
But is his character, his personality the same
when he's yes a chick? And no. And it's one of the things that you learn as you go through the episode is that his character actually starts changing. The entire time, he's still, like, head over heels focused on Kaede. But then he and Akane are in a library, at the school library, talking about stuff. And the swordsmith starts fighting them, but only kind of.
Okay.
So the swordsmith isn't your traditional, I have a rapier or I have a broadsword. This swordsmith kind of reminds me of Kratos in that she has swords on the ends of chains. And she has, like, three of them that she can manipulate.
But she only has two hands.
That's why they're on chains. She doesn't use her hands to manipulate them at all. She actually manipulates the chains that hold the swords so she can be a far away attack. Oh, so you have your ranged attacker.
Right.
Both on either the side of the sword.
Or magic.
Or the side of gunsmith.
Oh, yeah.
Magic can change. Magic may be a close-up, not necessarily a
ranged. So they might, like, develop a flame sword or
correct.
Something?
Correct. As it just so happens that Sano develops
fireballs. Okay.
And so they're trying to figure out where the sword attacks are coming from, because they're being attacked from underneath the ground and through book stacks, and they can't figure it out. And then, as the watcher, you see Shizuku, the dark-haired chick. She actually gets this reverse shadow thing that happens where the underside of her hair turns like light lavender and the chains and the swords actually fly from her hair.
Oh, okay.
And so you see the chain actually suck and the sword suck back up into her hair and her hair changes and she walks on to class. And so she's one of the three beauties of the school. Kaede is the other. But she is the student council president and she is very prim and proper. And
What color comfort is she?
She's red.
Okay.
Which is why she was attacking
them.
Sano and stuff. Shizuku actually has the hots for Sano. She develops them. Okay, because she figures out very quickly that he switches forms because she knows comfort can only be girls. And, you know, there are not a whole lot of people with shockingly blue hair in the school. So she knows immediately
that
it's him. And she's always known that Akane was a comfer. But she delights kind of in the fact that, you know, there are all kinds of clubs and things that idolize her. But Sano actually is quite oblivious to her.
So because he doesn't want her, she wants him.
Correct. So you have that element going on along with the fighting element going on. And, you know,
I will make you love me or I will kill you. Or
she doesn't even do the I will kill you stuff because as you get a little bit deeper into the whole thing, you learn that she actually doesn't want to fight. because she does not like being the puppet in somebody else's machinations.
She wants to be the one manipulating.
Correct. So she is slowing things down because she doesn't kill Akane or
Sano.
She actually, throws herself at him at some point. And they were doing something and... she was like, well, if you want me to keep your secret and not kill you, you better kiss me. And he's like, what? And she just, dives on him and kisses him. So she steals his first kiss.
Oh, no. Drama ensues.
Yep. And so she prefers Sano in his boy form, where Kaede actually prefers in the female form. Now, Kaede doesn't know
that they're one and the same.
And so she hears from Akane that Sano, Natsuru, knows the blue-headed chick that she's in love with. So
personally?
So she's like, you gotta introduce me. What's her name? And, because he can't think, he says, oh, it's Natsuru. And she goes, wait, like your name? And he's like, yeah, but she's a girl. And I was like, oh, damn. So he basically starts a rumor at one point, or I should say Shizuku says that he said, so she really starts a rumor, that boy Natsuru is dating girl Natsuru. Because the school that they go to is segregated on sex. So they have a wing that is the boy's school, and they have the wing that is the girl's school. And never the two meet except for the school festival. And so, they have gender detectors at the door. So if a guy tries to get in the door, he gets an electric shock.
Right. Oh!
So to make things easier, Akane enrolls girl Natsuru...
To the
girl's school. So if he changes on campus...
he can just go to the other school.
Correct. So hijinks ensue, blah, 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 action, action. It's actually really good. The hijinks thing, they don't stay focused... on the he turns into a girl thing.
No, because that's really just a subset to patch the hole.
Correct. They really stop making a big deal about it.
Exactly. After you just need to focus on the fight that they need to fight.
Exactly. And why. And so you start going through and you learn things about the different characters, and then you get to a point where, you realize that Shizuku actually really, really cares about Sano. And so does Akane. And
oh god, it's a love fest in here.
It becomes like a harem aspect because they discover another red bracelet comfer that turns out to be a childhood friend of Sano. So of course she doesn't want to kill him.
Right.
Because they've been friends ever since they were little. And she actually has feelings. So the three girls around him, two reds, one blue, all...
or on his side.
And exactly.
Like, and we want you to win because we love you.
Not even about win. They just completely throw the contest out of there. The only time that they actually ever fight is when they fight amongst each other about getting
what they know.
Exactly. Or knocking him stupid because he's so oblivious to all of their feelings. And it's focused on Kaede.
Right.
Okay. And then you learn some things. I don't want to spoil it because I really suggest that you watch it. You can watch a couple of episodes for free on on theanimenetwork.com. Don't get it twisted. Animenetwork.com is a squatter site. Theanimenetwork.com is their official site. If you subscribe, or if you are a subscriber to their channel on your cable system, then just like the HBO Go type thing, you can log in using your cable login, I believe, or you just have to link the two, and then you can watch their stuff there. Or you can just straight up become a subscriber for their web access of stuff. But there's a lot of different content that's on there, and I have to say that I really enjoyed watching the series. It did in fact make me feel better because I had moments where I laughed and it had, enough action to make it interesting. Obviously, there are plenty of fan service instances in it because obviously...
you got girls.
You got a boy changing into a girl, so, you go
from... we got Ranma and a half without water.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. So, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I definitely say, check out the couple of free episodes because pretty much watching episodes 1 and 2, you'll know whether or not you want to see...
you're going to watch it or not, yeah.
...the next one or not. But I thoroughly enjoyed it, so I highly recommend that you check it out, theanimenetwork.com. And if it's for you, knock it out. Watch the whole season.
Get it done.
The nice thing about it is the complete first arc. So you get to get... all the way through the first arc and not, you know, all the way up to the pivotal point and it not change. And whether or not they continue with another season or not, I don't know. I haven't looked that up, frankly. But if they do, the second season will be great. But where they left it off at the end of the first season, if they didn't,
it'd be okay.
It would be okay.
All right.
Because there were a bunch of things that were settled. As far as the manga and the light novel go, in the end of those, Naruto actually chose Shizuka.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And there's like a almost rape scene, which wasn't really rape because she, you know, wanted it.
Nice.
Yeah. So, you know, there's that!
Wow.
Comfort.
Yeah.
German stuff. Who knew, right?
I'm surprised that they only did almost rape.
Well, I'm sure in the light novel...
it probably is rape.
It probably was rape.
But then at the end she liked it, which makes her a masochist.
Because here's the thing. Here's... Alright, so let me get this... So here's the thing. Something happens, and basically Naruto is under hypnosis.
As a girl?
No, as a boy.
Okay.
And the command that he is given is to distract Shizuku by making her completely lose it emotionally.
And so how to do that? Rape her.
And so he is instructed to screw the bejesus out of her and then mess with her emotions.
Of course.
So he goes to her hotel room where she's at and basically pins her on the bed. I was like, no, I'm in love with you, and we're going to do this. I'm going to take you right now. And so she's like, yeah, okay, whatever. And you can.
You're not going to do this.
She's like, you could even barely kiss me. Like, what's going on? And so he's like, no, I'm going to drive you insane right now. And you're just like,
Hello.
And so she gets this look on her face for like half a second. And she's like, no. And then she's like, okay, well, I'm going to play with him.
She's like, he's going to crack. And
so she's like, okay. So she opens up her robe and puts his hand on her boob, and she goes, so what are you going to do now? And he goes, don't think I'm not doing this, because we're doing this right now. And she goes, why? Why now, all this time? You know, we've been all about Kaede, Kaede, Kaede. Why now, all this time? And he's like, because I was told to. And so he starts moving, and she's like, oh, hell no. And so she kicks him in the nuts, basically, knocks him off of her. And he's
well, because she wants him to take him because he wants her.
Out cold. And she goes, it's a shame. You were so close to having your world rocked. But I'm going to do it when you want it, when you're begging for it. So it's like, almost rape because he's being forced to screw her, not of his own choice.
Because
of the hypnosis. And she does want it and could have taken it, but she didn't.
And she's a sadist.
So it...
Yeah. No, she's a masochist. Because she's she wants it, it would feel good. But yeah. She doesn't have it. So, no.
So
no.
She's a sadist.
She's a sadist. Wow. I want to watch this.
I'm telling you.
I want to go to there.
You need to get on that. So, yeah. Definitely. Check it out. It's wacky enough, zany enough, fun enough that you more than likely will find something.
It's all those
really
things
enjoy.
Above. So it's E.
It's not rated E for everyone.
No.
It is definitely mature.
It's option E, all of the above.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
D is none of the above.
Yeah, D is none of the above. So it's you know, in the multiple choice, it's the E circle.
Yep.
So there you have it. We talk about digital media a lot on this podcast. One, we're nerds, and it's one of the ways that we get our sustenance from the interwebs. We suckle at the teat of streaming media, much like you do. So when we were actually talking about all the different streaming media options, including Hulu Plus, well, Panda got off on a little bit of a tangent, if you would, surprise. And it ended up being basically class warfare. As we talked about the options for streaming media and the cost of things. It didn't help that Panda was kind of in Brokesville at the time. Take a listen.
But anyway, as I was saying, I'm still disappointed that PSN isn't working. But at the same time, it really hasn't affected my major usage of my PS3 because Xbox added Hulu Plus.
I wanted to talk about that. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Because really the major things that I use my PS3 for are playing God of War. Uncharted, Hulu Plus, and Netflix when I'm not doing it on either my Apple TV or my Xbox. So it was really fortuitous, I thought, that, you know, in the beginning pieces of the PSN being down, Microsoft releases Hulu Plus access on the Xbox. And so I've pretty much been
golden. You go.
They're like, oh, you have a problem? Don't you worry. I got your back. Come over here.
No, Hulu Plus was like, shit, there goes our big top selling about being connected to Sony. We got to do something fast.
No, we're not going to have been in the works for some time, because it's not like an instant architecture you can turn on. So, I mean, it was just very, very great timing that it was ready to go right there, you know, a couple of days into Sony being down, because I absolutely, absolutely love Hulu Plus. And the major piece of my purchasing the Plus account was because I would be able to access the Hulu content with fewer commercials on my mobile devices, as well as my Xbox, my PlayStation 3, because that meant I could watch it on my, you know, TV, which is really important to me, because I've damn near gone all digital for my entertainment. You know, I've got a sling box upstairs, as you know, to bring in cable for those things that I do want to watch live, like award shows and things like that, that just aren't the same as far as the experience goes if you watch clips of it on the web the next day, or, you know, because you're not part of that shared experience thing. And then, obviously, shows that I just don't want to wait to watch when they come back on, like True Blood. Oh, I can't wait for June. But, all my other entertainment is streaming. It's Hulu Plus, it's Netflix, it's Crunchyroll, it's, you know, I'm one of the few people that, you know, has paid for Pandora in the past. Yeah. Well, you know, it's only like $30 for the year, and you get to get the high quality stream, so at work you get...
If you're allowed to listen to Pandora at work.
Right, for those who are. You don't get the gobbledygook, you know, really, really low-res versions of songs, which are really nice when you're listening to things like Adele.
I'm surprised there are things like music that exist, because usually my 9-to-5, you would never know that music existed.
Well, your 9-to-5 sucks. My 9-to-5 sucks much less. Like, so much
your
less.
Your 9-to-5 does not suck.
My 9-to-5 has pieces of it that are less than desirable.
That does not make them sucky.
I didn't say it sucked. I said my 9-to-5 is much less suckier than yours. That is a true statement.
I think my 9-to-5 is a perpetual day of suck.
Yes, see, my 9-to-5 is pretty freaking sweet. But it has sucky tendencies at times. But I think most people's jobs do.
I don't know. I know a couple people that I'm like, damn, I think your life is probably really, really
awesome. Yeah, but there's always something on the line that they don't make real plain.
Oh, so I didn't get a $10 billion deal. It's only $9 billion. Whoop-de-doo.
But what if that extra billion was the billion that you needed in order to get a surgery that would save your life?
And well, you know what? That's when you go on fucking eBay and you sell some shit, because obviously you live in
a... You got $1 billion worth of shit to sell on eBay?
If you're making $9 billion, I'm sure you're living well beyond...
Nobody makes $9 billion, except for, like, Mark Zuckerberg.
You know, and he's like, you know what? I need to do something new. I need to make another
and
billion
And Mark Zuckerberg,
dollars.
You know, you look at his life, sure, he's, like, worth, I think, what? I think the last rating for him, like, personally, was, like, $52 billion. Okay, so he's worth a lot of money. But would you want to be Mark Zuckerberg? Would you want Mark Zuckerberg's life?
Could I just really? Do Mark Zuckerberg and
no,
not
he
be?
Likes Asians. You're not Asian.
White dudes like Asians.
Mm.
Well.
Mm. Mm. Who doesn't like Asians?
Oh, that's not what I meant to do. No, I dig Asians. I think they're awesome.
Anyway, can we get back on topic?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So, anyway...
What if I was black knees? Would I have a half chance?
No. You might. You might. Yeah. Yeah. Black okay. knees, Kablasian, you probably would.
Kablasian? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But,
I'm not. No. Even though, if I show my baby Peter to you, I'd be like, oh, don't you... Like,
yes, I know. I know. I mean, but if I you just, gotta show a dude your baby pictures to get him to, like, think about being with you, you don't want to be with that guy. He has high standards, which means he's high maintenance. And you know what? There's nothing worse than a high maintenance dude.
I don't know any.
I know a few that are straight. And
wait, trust straight me, and high maintenance?
Trust me, you don't want to deal with a high maintenance dude.
Okay.
Because they're basically like a woman, which means they get on your nerves, but they could hit you.
They can't. Nobody can hit me.
Oh no, they can hit you. They won't survive after the hit happens.
Oh no, man raises his hand to me.
I know. Just take him out in the nuts. So anyway, back to video
not
games,
even
gadgets.
That. You just you back put some to Fabuloso video games. In his soup. You make him sick, and you watch him deteriorate slowly.
Yeah. All right.
King of the motherfucking hill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now I've had it for a while. You've now just discovered...
No, wait,
hold up. Can I finish what I was going to say?
Okay.
You have now just discovered Hulu Plus on the Xbox, because I know that you had it a little while ago, and then you dropped it, but that experience was on the PS3.
Yep.
So now you are new to the experience on the Xbox 360.
Yep.
Compare and contrast.
Believe it or not, I mean, I really had no interest in getting Hulu Plus, because I had Netflix. And I'm pretty content and happy with my Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, with you watching your Hulu all the time and telling me all the things that I wasn't getting on Netflix, I was like, oh, maybe I might want to check this out and see. And I mean, I'm a big fan of SNL.
Love me.
And I mean, and even though I'm home on a Saturday, you know, I do get tired before it even comes on. So sometimes I'm in bed or I'm drunk. And I fall asleep.
Or you're in bed drunk.
Or I'm in bed drunk.
Or you're in bed drunk and then you fall asleep.
Yeah, they all kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, they are related.
Or I'm sick and regardless, I'm either in bed asleep, in bed drunk, about to fall asleep, or just drunk.
Or in bed about to watch something on Netflix.
More or less. And then I fall asleep so I never get to watch it.
Exactly.
But I got Hulu Plus with a 2-week trial, which there is a distinction in that. So when you got Hulu Plus on the PSN,
very much like it's Netflix thing.
Yeah, they gave you a 2-week trial for free. So mm-hmm. You know, obviously you have to attach a credit card to that.
Right.
But they don't charge you until you know a week, you know, 2 weeks out.
Right.
So I was like, let me see how often I even check for SNL, because the thing about Hulu Plus is you get it the next day, as opposed to a week with Netflix. So their agreement's a little tighter. So, and I did. Every Monday morning, I'd wake up, and it would be the first thing I watched, because it was my night shift. So, I didn't have to wake up until, like, later in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd enjoy that before I went to work. But by the end of my 2 weeks, like, I think 2 days before, I was like, I don't think Hulu Plus should only be meant for that. Like, if there were other shows that I really wanted to catch,
mm-hmm.
It would have made
more than one particular thing or two particular things
that I was looking for.
To make it worth the $8 a month.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Right. So I pulled it. And, you know, and they always ask you that questionnaire, you know, like, what's your reason? I'm like, oh, I think one of those scenarios was like, it's not that I don't like your service and I'm probably coming back. Just not right now, or, you know, something came up that I can't afford to, mm-hmm. You know, something like that, which I clicked, because I have a feeling that I was going to go back. Coming into Hulu Plus for the Xbox, I literally just got it this morning, and it's more or less been spurred by my new compulsion.
Her latest addiction.
I want to say it's a Gleepulsion. It is
a Glee
addiction.
She's discovered Glee after a year of my hounding and the actual recommendations of you, the peeps on the interwebs. Pandalicious finally decided to watch an episode of Glee and now has decided she must watch every episode of Glee.
If you guys have not noticed, I'm kind of a completionist.
At the rate that you're running, you'll be all caught up by the end of the night.
The way that I work, if something really takes me, you know, something captures my fancy, I have to...
It tickles your mouth.
I have to absorb it completely. Like, there is no room for vacancy. I have to kind of like, I know this is going to be a really horrible...
Will they make a different, you know... comparison. If your brain is going, oh, I really should not say that, then you really should not say that.
I really shouldn't say that. All right. It's like being a hoarder. This is a lot less
okay
controversial than what I was going to say.
Uh-huh.
They're in secret. They don't really want you to know how
bad their addiction is.
How dependent they are on this one thing, whether it's cats or just objects or anything like that. And I mean, granted, you've been really good about it. Ashwin's really good about it. But literally, since I started watching Glee, I will not watch anything else. Like, literally.
I know. We were supposed to have a movie night. Didn't happen.
Nope. We had a Glee night because I had to get to regionals. I had to.
All right. Get past the Glee. Get back to
back,
the...
Back to the Who. The great thing about Hulu Plus coming on the Xbox is outside of the, you know, the two-week trial, they give you a month. It's a month.
Okay.
So I feel like that's a much longer range.
For you to really kind of
to see if you're really going to gravitate towards it in a habitual way.
Uh-huh.
As opposed to someone who's like, oh man, I only got 2 weeks free, so I better try to get all the things I really want to see now. Because, like, 2 weeks goes by really fast. I mean, with my 9-to-5, like, sometimes it whirs by.
Right.
You know, and God forbid I put it in on a Monday and I have a really stressful week. Well, there goes a week that I've been so tired that I haven't.
You haven't really been able to explore.
But a month is like, well, you can get more out of a month,
right,
of experience as opposed to 2 weeks. So they already went a much better route with this.
Uh-huh.
And I'm most likely keeping it because obviously I did like the SNL, so I've got that I want to watch. I've got the Glee thing I want to watch. And, I mean, I want to look at what the anime selection is on Hulu Plus.
The anime selection is kind of interesting. It's not as strong as, say... I would say that it's almost as strong as what Netflix has. But it's not the same content that Netflix has. For instance, Hulu Plus has Monster, which is where I started watching. That has all of it.
Oh, man. What a series.
Yeah, Mushishi is on there. Ray Earth is on there.
Early Clamp.
Yeah, yeah. So there is definitely a broad kind of sweep of anime that is there.
I think it depends on who's got contracts with who.
Right, who's going to license because they're not doing it themselves. You know, for instance, there's not a lot of Funimation stuff because Funimation streams their own stuff on their website.
I don't know, Funimation just released, I think they're doing a contract with Netflix now where you're seeing a lot more Funimation stuff on Netflix now. Yeah. Not a lot, but they're now starting to negotiate.
Right, and who got all the Genion stuff? Because there's a lot.
Is it Genion or Genion? Because I've always flipped between...
I've always said Genion.
See, I've always said Genion.
Yeah, because Gen goes Gen. Like when they say Gintama.
Whatever. They went under thanks to pirating. Thank you, America.
Don't say thank you, America.
I am not that savvy.
Let's not even talk about BitTorrents, okay?
No. We can talk about BitTorrents because, one, I never knew how to use it properly, so I never got an episode from it. I just know people who are really good at that. So I am a leecher, not a cedar.
You are part of the problem and not the solution.
Not anymore, because I didn't realize that this was... I didn't realize how bad this was gonna, you know, was gonna hit their productivity. And I love Genion. Genion had great stuff. A lot of it was very dark, very deep, and very edgy, which tends to be the anime. That's my go-to anime for most things. Like, if I really am depressed, I'll go for something light. But generally, I want something that's gonna push my mind to think ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And Genion always had that type of stuff.
And who's the other one that's really good? They always have the black and white wish. Genzo?
Gonzo.
Thank you. Those guys. Love typically every series that I've seen that as the start. I'm like, this is going to be
Gonzo.
Awesome.
Gonzo. Already know it's... All right,
yep,
I'm in.
It's going to be awesome. I'm in. We're done. There's a lot of stuff from
Pioneer's
them.
Pioneer's not bad either.
They're
a little on the lighter side, though.
Yeah. And
it's a hit or miss with them.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, there are some times that I want, you know, light and bubbly and fluffy. And there are times that I'm not. But really, for the anime fix, I've really found that between what I can't get or discover on Netflix, Hulu, I'll call it Hooflix.
Hooflix?
Yes.
You get it from your country.
Because Netlu sounds kind of weird. I get it from the Crunchyroll. Yes.
But we know, but not everybody has it like you.
Dude, it's not has it like me. It's $7 a month for Crunchyroll.
No,
it's $7 a month for Hulu Plus. It's $7 a month. I'm sorry, $8 a month for a Netflix streaming
only. So it's
only.
Like $23
a month.
a gym membership. So, okay, all you people with your fat taxes.
That's cheaper than my damn
Get rid of your Planet Fitness and your Workout World and your Bally's.
Dude, just take the Gamefly account down from the 4 games out at a time to a 2. Bam! Then you can launch yourself with the Hulu and the...
Anyway.
So.
Anyway, just regardless. Saying.
Look, I will hit
but you I, up. But I like the fact that they're giving you more time to really see if it's something you're really going to tap into a lot.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad that they're showing stuff off of network TV. Uh-huh. And you don't get a lot of that on Netflix. A lot of it is a lot of movies, series that have had multiple seasons that are already out.
Right.
Where, I mean, you can get a lot of current stuff pretty instant.
Well, you gotta remember that when you're talking about Hulu, you're talking about NBC Universal, Comcast Xfinity. Whatever the fuck they are now.
Comsfinity.
Are they Comsfinity?
No, I just made it up.
Comedy, whatever. That they have access to everything that they've ever broadcast. Which is why you have stuff like Hill Street Blues on there, Golden Girls on there, freaking WKRP in Cincinnati is even on there.
WK... Whatever? What?
Stop it. Just stop it. You're embarrassing.
I've heard it before. I just don't remember the jingle.
WKRP in Cincinnati. Now, fuck you. So, anyway.
I remember that.
All right. WKRP is a shit. I have it on DVD. It's fucking the shit. But anyway. But as far as all of the existing NBC stuff, that's why it's available next day. And that's the biggest thing. And the main reason why I was interested in Hulu Plus is because there are a lot of these shows that, DVR just doesn't do it for me. I love the DVR. I think that it was one of the best inventions
ever. I've been
ever.
Like DVR, DDR, DD...
DD, DB,
DB, DB, DB, DB, DB, DB, DB,
DB, DB,
I have been DVRing Archer 2, Archer Season 2, for you to watch with me.
Well, we need to make some time for that to happen. But
anyway.
But that's my problem with DVR, is that, you DVR something, you have it recorded.
But it doesn't cross your mind until 6 months
later. Right, because you're not thinking of, okay, let me go in. It's not like when you turn on your TV, you're greeted by a screen that says, here's all the things that you have DVR'd for me.
Like messages off your Xbox or your thing, like when something pops up, it'll be like, reminder, you're recording this. Or you haven't watched these.
Yeah. Which I think like a TiVo kind of does that, I think.
Well, I think they should just integrate that into all TVs.
Yeah. Because that would be a lot more useful.
Or all cable
Because
boxes.
Eventually, what happened with me is I would DVR all these things, and then I would finally get a message that my DVR would say, hey, guess what? I'm almost full. And I'd go back and go, okay, well, what am I really never going to watch? And I would start deleting those things without ever watching them.
You can delete them by folder.
Right.
Unlike some of us who have to do it one by one.
No, I had to do it one by one.
Oh.
On my DVR. It wasn't.
All right, then.
But
anyway.
But with, stuff like Hulu Plus and stuff like Netflix, I am literally jumped to what I want because I know, for instance, I know that I'm never making it home at night fast enough to watch Glee first run. If I DVR'd it, I wouldn't see it probably until the end of the week. But because of Hulu Plus, I already know that Wednesday, what I'm doing when I get in is I'm turning on the Hulu Plus and I'm watching Glee. On Thursday, I'm watching Tosh.0. And on Friday, I'm watching the entire week's worth of Daily Shows and Colbert Reports. And then I'm running through Parks and Rec and 30 Rock and The Office.
Right.
When we don't end up having movie night.
What?
So, I just think that it is a really interesting time right now as far as streaming entertainment because it's literally surrounding all of us now. There's a Hulu Plus application for iDevices. There's a Netflix application for iDevices, and I think there's one for Android. I don't know if there's Hulu Plus for Android yet or not. I'd have to check into that. You've got your media that you're available in every browser on any computer for the most part, unless your computer's like 7 years old. So it literally is entertainment and information is literally surrounding us right now. And I think that that's a very interesting time for anyone to grow up in because it's literally just information, entertainment overload when you think about it.
overload.
Well, think about it. I mean, like, we're on Twitter, like, whoa. Okay? And I bet if you were to take a look at our feeds, what you would see mostly is tech gadget information, entertainment, and snark coming through like crazy.
And lolcats.
Every once in a while, lolcat, but...
Or tickling penguin. That's my personal favorite.
Okay. But it's mostly that kind of stuff that's running through on a constant loop. You know, I find out little nuggets of cool things from a link that I see on Facebook. And, like, literally when I come home from work and I have a coffee with Esh Mom, you know, she watches Inside Edition, which... I didn't even know it was still on.
She doesn't really
watch She does. It. No, she does watch it because she'll comment on that stuff and I'll be like, oh my God, you're actually paying attention. And then I'll smack myself because I'm like, damn it, now I'm paying attention. But it's really funny because literally Inside Edition is like whatever links and things that I found out that morning.
In news form. Who fucking knew?
That's what Inside Edition is. Okay, like 3 days after you showed me the tickling panda thing, it was like one Penguin. Of their features. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, what the hell? Okay.
I was like, oh my God, you need to watch
then
this
Then they discovered Auto-Tune the News like a week ago, and I was like, really? You just now are figuring this out?
They're so
They had the dream
so
hand
much.
Dude They're... on. I was like, really?
The double rainbow hands?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, really?
Now, mind you.
Like, who, this now, is news who, journalism.
Now, who had him on the show? Was it Ellen? I think Ellen had him on.
Oh, yeah. Ellen had him on, and, like, a whole bunch of people
yeah,
came to
like,
the dance.
Months ago.
Yeah. Inside Edition just found it out. So, you know, I think that it's really cool, and I'm glad that one of my consoles has Hulu Plus, because I can't, on my mobile devices, it doesn't push video out, so I wouldn't be able to use one of them to push it to my TV, and to be honest, I prefer Hulu coming through either my iDevice or on my TV, as opposed to the experience using the website. I don't know what it is, but I'm less and less inclined to watch more than a 30-second clip on my computer.
Now, there are a few things that we can talk about that typically females are all over. New things, we like them. We like them a lot, especially if they're gifted to us. Shiny equals better. Nothing ever is interesting when it's dull. And French typically usually means expensive, and frankly, girls like that. It means you're thinking about us, enough to fork over some serious cash, and that makes us feel warm and special on the inside. So you would think that something that's shiny, French, and has the word joy in it, along with stick, would be something that would be right up any girl's alley, including ours. Well, you take a listen and you tell me what you think about how Panda feels about this shiny French or joystick.
And then I know the other thing that you wanted to bring up was that arcade stick.
God. Okay. God,
and
guys.
Not my arcade stick,
now,
because mine
no.
is good.
Now, here's the deal with that, guys. So we know that I'm really big on being able to customize stuff. Skins for my consoles, you know. Skins for my laptop.
And who influenced that?
Ninja did.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Ninja did. And I mean,
Ninja
and I
did it.
And I mean, I actually have to get a skin for my Air now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to do that. And my iPod that you gave me, I want to get a skin for that too.
You mean iPad?
What did I say?
iPod.
Yeah, I meant the pad. Add an A, not no.
Add. Subtract the.
But
ooh,
yeah.
Add an A.
Anyway. So, you'd think, oh man, the Xbox, over on the Xbox, I think it was on the Spotlight, where they do little segments and whatnot.
They're getting much more entertaining, by the way.
Oh yeah, oh my God, Spotlight. I love sent you a message, not to mention they both have accents. So, I mean, it gives me something else to tune into.
Right.
But they had this segment on about this luxurious joystick, like this joypad. And at first I was like, oh, fancy. I'm like, it's probably going to have all these buttons on it and you can play it in a multitude of ways. And I'm expecting like this glorious, glorious, glorious pad. And I didn't realize that by luxury, they just meant style. And I'm using style in air quotes there because when you look at it, I mean, I think it's ugly as fuck. Like, ugly as fuck's mother. Shit. And it's just, like, I don't like it. Like, the way that it looks. Now, I mean, I don't know if any of you guys have watched it, but if you have, you would have an idea that, I believe it's made of, like, it's, like, stained oak. Like, a dark oak.
Yeah.
So, it's made of wood. So, this thing's heavy. So, I'm like, I wouldn't
And it's lacquered.
Lacquered.
So, heavy, it's shiny.
Shiny oak.
Shiny
it's
wood.
It's a wooden control
It's shiny
stick.
Wood.
Shiny wood with this weird, yes. like, fabric all around the sides of it. And, I mean, it's a big stick. Like, I'd say it's probably a little bit smaller than the tournament fight stick that you get for the Mortal Kombat, the tournament edition. Like, I think it might be a little shorter. It's not nearly as...
It's not nearly as deep.
Because you can put shit in yours.
Right. But I mean, it definitely has some size.
It's got some size, and it's big, and it's wooden, so it's gonna be heavy. And at the same time, I'm like, if it's wood, and you've got all this electronic stuff in it, you know, God forbid you overwork it, and it heats up, it could, you know, I don't know, catch on fire. And with lacquered wood, you're just asking for it. You're asking for destruction.
Okay, first of all, let's talk about this. It's done by the company called Baihun, who's a Parisian jewelry and clothing company. Okay,
so they want to bedazzle your joystick.
So they're trying to infuse
le showroom.
They're trying to infuse that style that they have, that they're applying to, like, their jewelry and stuff,
to your game stuff,
to other things. It just happens that they have this partnership with Neo Legend, which does classic arcade consoles. So that's why they made this arcade stick. Kind of, I think, be competitors with the Hori arcade sticks, and now the one that PDP has done for Mortal Kombat. But here's the problem that I have, all right, with the whole deal, okay? First of all, let's talk about the arcade sticks, okay?
Yeah, we can
talk about it. We can do that. Here's my problem with the stick. The button arrangement is very similar to the fight sticks that Hori created for the Street Fighter games that, you know, people couldn't find for, like, forever and ever.
Oh, my God.
And
then when you finally thought it was obsolete.
Yeah. Okay. And so it's, you know, a four-button row on top of a four-button row. Okay. And then joystick off to the side. So you've got your buttons to accommodate your triggers and your bumpers and then your regular action buttons, right? Okay. There's only so many ways that you can arrange that, okay? Like, at least with the PDP one, they're arranged kind of weird.
Yeah, I know. I was looking at it, I'm like, why is
that? And they don't have buttons, as far as action buttons, assigned for everything. Like, one of the triggers and one of the bumpers are actually buttons up near the Xbox button that turns on your Xbox, which is weird and takes a long time to get used to. Especially for some very specific combinations that you have to do in Mortal Kombat. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to need to remap this controller. So let me do that. Make my life a little bit easier.
Right.
But what bothers me about this controller is it is ludicrously priced for what it is. I don't need an arcade stick to be made out of oak. I don't need it to have pleather. I don't need it to have Swarovski crystals.
I prefer mine mahogany. My luxurious joystick has to be of beautiful Tuscan mahogany. And it has to not have pleather, but rawhide.
Naga hide?
Yeah, naga hide. Ninja, please.
Okay. All right. You know what? I'm just gonna.
And I want my buttons to have Swarovski's crystals in them.
Did you say Swarovski's crystals?
Yeah.
You meant Swarovski?
No, no. I want them to create a whole line of crystals by this dude and put them in my joints.
I want crystals made by this dude you haven't even heard of yet.
So go find him and make sure he knows what the fuck he's doing.
Go to Jacob the Jeweler and ask for his cousin.
Yeah, that guy.
You don't even know this dude. He's fierce.
Yeah.
And seedy.
I don't need, you know, taffeta on it.
I don't know. I might actually like no.
Could you imagine that?
I can.
Can you imagine like being like a bomb, like top of the head, like a competitive gamer, and you roll up with this crappy, not even crappy because obviously it's probably made really well.
It's gonna have Naugahyde and Swarovski crystals on it.
Like this is
so then it has to have taffeta. If it's got crystals, man, it has to have taffeta.
This is just my mobile stick. You should see my shit at home. It's like, I wouldn't want to see that. Come in with all right, shades you know on.
What? All right, I can't even.
I can't. I have an issue with
it. All right, look. Here's the deal. I like a good arcade stick. I don't need it to be made out of, you know, rare
dead baby seals.
Or materials. I just need it to function. I need it to be good. And I need it to be affordable. That's what I need.
And this okay. is none of those
this
things.
This is obviously really kind of a showcase piece. Because you wouldn't really want to use it for fear of breaking the damn thing.
Oh my god. And if you got something stained on that taffeta, you know how hard it would be to get the stain out?
Nobody that's actually talked about this arcade stick has actually talked about if it plays well or not.
No, they're just looking at how atrocious
it's
just, looks.
It's so over the top. It's kind of like, you know, going and watching MTV Cribs and you'd walk in to see the tour of somebody's house.
It's like, I got a fridge in my fridge in my fridge.
It's like, yeah, I've got, you know, this tub over here, but if you walk down these steps, this entire room is just a tub. He's like,
it's
what?
Like, this is like, my tub for when my parents come because they think
dude,
I'm
this
very
is my
frugal.
Tub for my parents. This is my tub for my ladies. This is my tub for when I need
and
to
this is the tub for me! Cannonball!
You know, I just, it's decadence for decadence sake, and I don't think that really the gaming community responds to that.
No, because most of us, you know, are not really, not everybody.
Not up for decadence sake.
And not too many of the gamers I know are, really good on the fashion tip.
Ooh, ouch.
I love them all, and they're far better gamers than I. But I know that if we were ever...
Some of them...
If we were on a style-off, I would totally win. And I'm a big girl.
In life, there are few things that just make your day better. And we can all agree that smiling is a nice thing and it helps. If you're over 21, drinking alcohol, especially with friends or family, can also be enjoyable. But I think unequivocally, we all agree that, frankly, bacon actually makes everything better. You have a bad day, have some bacon. Your day's infinitely better.
You know, I'm really surprised that Facebook doesn't have a dislike button because I'm sure they realize there'd be so many people like, I fucking hate that shit.
Exactly. That's why there's no dislike button.
It's like, it's what all rainbows? Positives here. Fucking hate it.
You either like it or you unlike it if you like it.
Oh my god,
that's
can you imagine the people who are part of the I Love Bacon if someone was like, I dislike bacon. But
oh my god.
Wait a minute.
There would be
what?
An internet shitstorm.
Oh my god. There'd be flash mobs just ganking bitches who dislike
bacon.
We
have flash mobs about bacon. There should be flash mobs about bacon.
You know what?
Not
that
thing that's going on with Denny's. Did you hear about that? The
no.
Baconalia thing? Okay, no. So we're going off chat. Surprise, surprise. We're going to go on a
what?
Tangent.
What? Tangents? Tangent? I never would have thought.
No, not us. But yeah, so Denny's is having like a Baconalia celebration right now where they're pretty much just celebrating bacon, which you'd be like, oh, I fucking love bacon. But first of all, it's Denny's. Okay, now listen to this shit, okay? They're putting bacon on everything, which, you know, normally you'd be like, hey, it's bacon. Bacon makes everything better. But there's one thing that bacon doesn't make better.
Strawberry shakes?
Okay, there's two things that bacon doesn't make better.
Yogurt?
Okay, there's three things. Stop it. There are more than a few things that bacon doesn't make better. And you know one of them is... Sundays, ice cream sundays, but they've made one. They've made a bacon and maple syrup sundae.
Okay, and you want to know? No, no, and you want to know why they think that works? No, you seriously want to know why they think that works? Because let's go back since it's Monday for everyone who's listening to the show now. Back on Sunday, we had breakfast here in Ashland of, you know, bacon, eggs, hash browns,
because we
have
bacon.
We tend to do a big breakfast on Sundays.
Yeah, we have bacon.
You know, and sometimes your maple syrup will get on your bacon, and that's a good taste.
Yeah, that is.
So maybe they thought, okay, so we can't replicate pancakes in an ice cream form, but maple we can.
No, 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 no. But dig this, okay? Like for real, they're putting freaking bacon. Right, on a sundae, and I just
wait. Is it covered in chocolate too?
No, it's
Like, is it 3 scoops of vanilla ice cream with maple dressing on it and then 2 slivers of bacon?
It's not slivers of bacon. There's bacon bits all up in this shit. I'm trying to
bacon
find
bits?
There's bacon in the ice cream, dude. Alright? There's bacon.
This is a little hard to process.
Process this, okay? There's bacon.
What
on
what
ice
is
cream.
That?
That's it. There's bacon.
That looks like an upchuck in a bowl.
With maple syrup on it.
Someone had an allergic reaction to bacon.
That's what's
and they
going
threw
on.
Up and that's what they
that's
made.
That's what's happening, dude.
Oh my god, there's chocolate syrup underneath it. That is just gross. Denny's, you are fucking gross.
It's
That is just, that's not really even appealing
I don't,
to me.
I, look, I like bacon, but
I love bacon, but I don't love bacon with my ice cream.
No.
And there's chocolate syrup.
I think that's maple syrup. Anyway, it's just so wrong. So it's just, there's just some things that, you know, bacon should just not be a part of people.
No.
Okay? All right? You know, any of the bacon things that are going on ThinkGeek are ESH approved.
Bacon-A's.
Oh, have you actually had bacon-A's? It doesn't really taste
No, good. But in my mind, I feel like it's magically delicious.
You would think that it would be magically delicious. Because BLTs, they have mayo and they have
bacon.
And you're like, that's yummy in my face. But, there's just, again.
There are certain things you just don't mix bacon with.
Exactly. The ThinkGeek bacon stuff, ESH approved. Otherwise, you know, unless
leave
you make the bacon home.
Just leave it alone.
Just leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
Yeah.
See, like I said, comedic gold. We have such a great time on this podcast. It's a damn shame that we just can't stream live 24/7. But we can't. But for those things that don't make the original cut, there's always a clip show that you'll get to enjoy. So I hope that you enjoyed this clip show. And frankly, you can check out some of our other clip shows if you're just now getting into all that is Esh. Make sure that you hit us up on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is esh.co. That's esh.co. That short address will bounce you to the long one. You can check out all the stuff that we write within the week. But we're not the only thing that makes up a Land of Esh. Do, 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 do. We are the Vanguard. Our shows typically go out on Monday. But to get all the other things that make up the Land of Esh, which are awesome, you should check out the Boston Bass Brigade podcast, which goes down on Tuesday and is co-hosted by one of our homeboys, King Baby Duck, and his wacky, fun crew of bastards and wenches, talking about video games, movies, everything pop culture, and then some, including MMA fights, so, you know, you can get down with that. You follow that up on Wednesday with a new episode of the Geek Agro podcast that's being held down by our homeboy Deuces Wild to feed your nerd need. And then, well, for the rest of the week, we don't want to leave you lonely. No, 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 no. So you can check out all the different things that we write on our respective websites, or you can get it conveniently located in one place, landofesh.com, as well as purchase previous issues of our magazine, digital or print, you know, whichever floats your boat, analog or digital. We got you covered there. There's all the stuff that we tweet about. You can check out the entire group on the Land of Esh list on my page, twitter.com/ninjasista, or you can interact with us on our Facebook page, and we are always on the lookout for new fans. So visit us at facebook.com/landofesh and actually interact with us. Let us know if there are things that you want to share that we should check out, that you'd love for us to weigh in with our opinions on, or, you know, just shoot the shit, whichever. We are hanging around. We're good people. We promise we don't bite. So there's all the different ways that you can engage with us, but the most important is to make sure that you subscribe to our podcast. You can find us in iTunes or the Zune Marketplace by searching for the Electric Sisterhood and clicking that beautiful little subscribe button. Now, normally this would be the time in the show where I would ask Panda what shit she's digging, and she would ask me what shit I'm digging, and then we would say goodbye. But I'm by myself, so I'm just going to tell you that the shit that I'm digging right now is Razer and all of their Mass Effect 3 peripherals that are coming out. Whether you're a PC gamer or you are a console gamer, the new keyboards as well as new Anza with that beautiful little red racing stripe, oh, just give me the chills. So, I'm on that like stink on poop. That's the shit I'm digging. So as always, I'm Ninja Sista, And I'm out of here. Till next week, guys.
Blah, blah, video games. Blah, blah, Apple. Blah, blah, I'm Ninja. Blah, blah. Blah, blah, the end.
Really?
That's what I hear most of the time.
No shit. Not surprising.
Until it's my turn, then I'm like, oh yeah, it's my turn now.
Yeah, but I mean, you're totally, totally, you know, like, simple. And you're totally, totally, you know, humble.
Oh god, hell no.
That was sarcasm. You missed it.
No, I didn't.
Probably because you heard blah, 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 not talking about you, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, I'm not Ninja, blah, blah, zone out, blah. No, I'm not humble, by no mean. I'm egotistical, I am proud, I'm going to hell.
In a handbasket.
Not even, I wouldn't fit.
It'd be a nice hand.
It's a hope chest. Hope that I get to hell in a comfortable fashion.
Like, do you phone it in like this all the time, or?
What? No, really, what?
Blah, 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 sister speaking, blah, blah, what?
Oh, sometimes.
Oh my god.